Don't miss Mattress Firm's best financing offer ever, 0% APR for 6 years. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Experience the new Buick at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 Buick Envision Essence, MSRP $38,845. Now Sonic priced at $31,991. Or lease for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, $399. Due at signing, $399 per month with approved credit. Stock number 190886. All incentives assigned to dealer. Tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicBuick.com. A premier Sonic automotive dealership.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a riding mower upgrade? If so, drop by CTE and check out Hustler Zero Turn Mowers. For 2017, Hustler continues to improve almost everything. Engines, cutting decks, tires, seats, fewer replacement parts, and the list goes on. But even with all these upgrades, Hustler has lowered the price on most models while maintaining the best warranty in the industry and offering 0% interest financing for 48 months. So whether you're a homeowner with a residential lot, an estate owner with several acres, or a professional, Hustler makes over 50 different models, and one of them is perfect for you. So come to CTE, take a test drive, or arrange for a demo on your property, and you'll see why Hustler, although building ZTRs for over 50 years, has recently become one of America's most popular brands. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Mark, the cabinet door fell off again.
I'll get my screwdriver.
No, you won't. Not this time. Karen and Scott just had their kitchen redone by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. This time I'm calling a pro.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Drill, it's back to the charger for you and back to the man cave for me.
Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations and save money. CCR can upgrade your kitchen for less than you can imagine. CCR offers choices. If you're building new and want all new custom-built cabinetry, give Eddie a call. They'll design and build your perfect custom kitchen. If you need to renovate, cabinet refacing can save you thousands. Call Eddie and save. Reface with oak, maple, or many other varieties of stained wood. Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations at 523-1149. He has plenty of options available. Put a new face on your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, again, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts, plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Studios high atop the Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for Clearing the Air, the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it may uncover or who it may implicate. I am your humble tinfoil hat-wearing host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex and a man dealing with the bioweapon known as Morgellons disease. I am delighted that you've decided to join me tonight, and hope that you hear something that pushes you to do some research of your own, because you have got to learn all this for yourself, folks. You know, my dad always taught me that something given to you will never mean as much to you as something that you have to work for. That's a pretty simple formula that everybody seems to have forgotten. It seems to be lost. But please understand that my goal here is not to convince you to do or believe anything. It's simply to lay out the facts and give you something to investigate for yourself. And with the nonstop assault on President Trump airing on the weaponized media 24/7, there is no shortage of things which they wish to distract us from. I plan on covering a few of those tonight, just kind of a heads up with you on that, okay? But again, don't believe a word you hear me say. Do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and I remain confident that you will reach the same conclusions as I, and it all points to some very strange times in our immediate future. Now, I want you to think about this. I've been thinking about this all week. If you were, God forbid, the leader of the powers that shouldn't be, and you want more than anything, what you want is complete and utter control and domination of the planet, how would you do that? Well, let's start right here in the good old USA. While most of the other large nations have been neutered by a gun grab, America still has over 300 million known gun owners. That's a lot of resistance for them to overcome. However, they have access to the finest military equipment that our money can buy. So defeating us defiant liberty seekers, well, it's just a matter of time. But there's a few problems. Ordering American soldiers to fire on other Americans won't, for the most part, work. Of course, with any profession, you have a psychopath or two. Now, the post office, of course, has more than its fair share, but I digress. So I'm sure there are some GIs out there that are more than ready, willing, and able to shoot their own people. But by and large, there's not enough of them to make a difference. For this reason alone, the National Guard cannot be counted on to round up Americans and shoot them for noncompliance. It just won't work. In other words, Guardsman Bob ain't going to go and ask his Aunt Alice to give up Uncle Jesse's old squirrel rifle. That ain't going to happen. So what are they to do? Well, and I got to tell you, this scares me. What if you dispatch soldiers to round us up that not only didn't like Americans, but weren't Americans, and that actually despised Americans? They wouldn't hesitate to shoot Americans. What if you carefully chose men whose religion ordered them to do the exact same thing that you really want them to do? What if their religion taught them that anyone not on the same deity page as them should be either converted to their religion or be killed? Well, I submit to you that we already have these foreign soldiers being brought into America as I type this. Of course, I'm talking about Islam, okay? But the other fear that a blood-in-the-street satanic takeover would bring is that of foreign assistance for the people by way of other countries. It's one of the reasons that slavery was made such a big issue in the Civil Wars, to stop France and some of the other countries from coming to the aid of the South. The North knew if they made it more of a moral issue, then they wouldn't, and that's kind of worked out for them. But the powers that shouldn't be, one of their biggest fears is that if they attack us, that we'll get help from other countries. Now, owning the media would help prevent the world from knowing about everything happening over here, but there's way too many smartphones, way too many phones with cameras, too many YouTuber wannabes. They really can't hide something like that nowadays. But, and here's what I'm getting at. What if you knew that some disaster, some extinction-level event was going to occur in the near future? That would work perfectly. All you have to do is wait out the event in safety while the public doesn't. When the coast is clear, you come out of hiding or come out of your deep underground military bunker, and you pick and choose those you want to keep and those you want to die, as morbid as that sounds. But the point here is that this disaster, whatever it may be, a comet, an asteroid, Planet X, pole shift, or D, all of the above, this disaster does all their dirty work for them. All they have to do is deal with the survivors. And here's where it gets real scary. Back in 1982, when the space probe Voyager had made its way to the edge of our galaxy, it sent back some images of a very large planet, a large inbound planet. Now, the space community, they got all giggly and excited, and they announced they had finally spotted the infamous and long-sought-after Planet X. This made headlines. It was on Newsweek, Astronomy Magazine, the New York Times, the Washington Post, front page. But immediately it all went away. But something else started immediately, and that was the building of deep underground military bases. They call them DUMBS, because everything has to be an acronym, you know, that's how it works. It's as if they knew this thing was coming and they had to ensure that they, the powers that shouldn't be, would survive it. Now, it was clear that under no circumstances were we the people supposed to know that this was going to happen. So they used our money to build protective underground cities for them while they intend for us to stay up here in harm's way. Just let that sink in for a minute. They used our money so they could be safe. Their goals of depopulation as well as total control will be realized without their having to do all the dirty work. It's a brilliant, brilliant plan. Totally twisted and evil, but brilliant nonetheless. So let's say that this Planet X, let's say it does a flyby on planet Earth. It's going to cause massive earthquakes, tsunamis, maybe even a pole shift. And does that sound far-fetched to you? Check this out. I found this out this week. Remember when President Trump went to Saudi Arabia for the arms deal? Remember that weird glowing ball that he and the two other guys placed their hands on? Google that image and look at it real closely. It's a globe. It's a globe of our planet. However, the continents are not where they're supposed to be. They're misaligned, as though where there had been a pole shift. America is now up or down where Antarctica used to be. Gee, I wonder what this means. Is this a warning in plain sight? Possibly. Because if this happens, we're talking global reset in every way possible. And it's very important because whoever is in charge when this starts, as in the President of the United States, will be in the proverbial catbird seat when the upheaval finally ceases. Why do you think the Luciferian psychopaths are so desperate to get rid of Donald Trump? Imagine their dream of this reset coming to fruition, except they're not the ones that are in control. Bummer. So it is for this reason that Trump must be removed from power. And make no mistake about it, they will kill him if they have to. He is the fly in the GNU world odor ointment, and he has to go. So it would appear that timing is everything in this scenario. When is this disaster supposed to occur? Well, that is the question that we have to find the answer to. What if the inbound Planet X is so close right now that it has Earth stalled in her yearly orbit around the sun? That would mean that we no longer have any discernible seasons. Well, think about the last few years. Can you tell the seasons apart? What if the aerosols, aka chemtrails, what if they're being used to manipulate or control the weather so they can fake the appropriate season so we won't figure out that something's terribly wrong? Also, think about this. If the planet were to stall in the orbit around the sun, we would have loud groaning and moaning noises as the tectonic plates settle because there would no longer be any centrifugal force of the Earth moving around the sun. Well, if you look on YouTube, there are hundreds of reports of these strange sounds coming from underground. Also, migratory animals would have some serious issues, especially birds, because they're the way that God wired them, they normally fly south for the winter. Well, what if we don't have a winter? We're also experiencing that weird little thing, too. I got to tell you, it makes you wonder. Anyway, I'll be back in 3 short minutes. Y'all stay with me, please. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Looks like summer's here, Dot.
It is finally summertime. Get out the flip-flops, because I got mine on.
Well, tell me what we can find for summer.
The park benches, swings every now and then, patio tables, books for the beach, really anything you want. So we're air-conditioned.
Do you have anything new here at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall?
Several new vendors. We have art, We have, oh, just bird cages and bird houses and just there's so much. It's hard to think what we've got available. You've got to come see.
All right. How many square feet?
60,000.
How many floors do you have?
3 with an elevator.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall at 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. See store first, 6/14 to 6/18.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $9. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $9. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. By now, you've probably forgotten all about the infamous tarmac meeting between Hillary Clinton and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, a conversation that they claimed was purely about grandchildren and golf. But not the folks at Judicial Watch who have doggedly filed Freedom of Information Act requests regarding the Clinton-Lynch communications. Turns out that because all conversations on government planes are recorded, the NSA does in fact have a record of that conversation. However, they refuse to release it. Okay, we've got, let's see. They're claiming the grounds of national security. So, of course, this begs the question, if the conversation was truly about golf and grandchildren, how is that national security in any way, shape, or form? Too often in this country, our liberties have been steadily encroached upon, all in the name of, quote, national security. And in this case, that justification is also being used to cover up the truth. So, very, very interesting. A citizen researcher from Florida is attempting to have the recording of the infamous Bill Clinton-Loretta Lynch tarmac tape released to the public, but apparently the NSA claims they will not release it. The man researching and seeking to have the tape released is Florida orthodontist Larry Kawa. You may remember him because of Judicial Watch's filing of a lawsuit on his behalf to obtain a week's worth of Hillary Clinton's emails regarding Benghazi. It's being reported now that the NSA has declared the recording of the conversation that took place between Clinton and Lynch in Phoenix on April 27, 2016. They're declaring it, of course, state secrets. In other words, they're not going to release it. That's ridiculous. That absolutely is ridiculous. I think we all know exactly what that was about. That was about, please don't file any charges against my wife. She's going to be the president. Yada, yada, yada. Same old BS, and here we go again, folks. It's disgusting. It really is. Okay, notes and quotes, news and views, whatever what you want to call it. 2 months after shedding its most recognizable personality, Fox News is dropping the most recognizable catchphrase on cable television in a move that will likely infuriate Fox News viewers who've grown loyal to the sole news outlets that gave conservatives a voice in mainstream media. The network plans to lose the fair and balanced tagline that has become part of American culture, New York Magazine has reported this past Friday. Well, they might as well ditch it because none of the mainstream news is anywhere close to fair, nor are they anywhere close to balanced. Regurgitating the same old leftist, globalist, Luciferian narrative and attacking the would-be swamp drainer himself, President Donald Trump. That's just my views there. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein has called for the investigation of former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch for pressuring James Comey to refer to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails as a, quote, matter instead of an investigation. The implication of this action by Lynch is that it was to cover up the importance of the email violations, in which case Lynch may have obstructed justice. Curiously, neither Trump nor the Republican leadership are calling for an investigation. So why in the world would Dianne Feinstein do that? Because she's playing the game, trying to switch sides before everything gets turned around let's pray God, pray to God that everything does get turned around. But that's what I think she's up to. Okay, Senator Bernie Sanders grilled a Trump nominee, Russell Vought, over his belief that Muslims have a deficient theology and are condemned because they do not accept Jesus Christ. Sanders said the statement was Islamophobic and that Vought should not hold office. The issue here is not Vought's belief. It's not his belief about salvation. It is about his right to express that belief. We do not feel it is either proper or productive to publicly criticize any religion unless it threatens human life, liberty, or property. However, freedom of speech means nothing unless it means that people have a right to say what they wish, even if it is offensive to some. Muslims also believe that theirs is the only path to salvation, but we doubt that Bernie would respond in similar disgust if a Muslim candidate for office had said the same thing about Christians. This is a Edward G. Griffith article, and he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Speaking of Edward Griffin, he questions the theory that bankers, well, I'd covered this before, we'll read it again, that bankers were behind the JFK assassination. The theory is that JFK was trying to end the Fed by creating debt-free silver-backed money through Executive Order 111110, and the bankers saw this as a threat to their monopoly over the money supply. The theory, however, is not supported by fact. Executive Order 4-1-0 merely authorized the U.S. Treasury Secretary to issue new Treasury notes to replace old currency and actually gave more power to the banks. It was part of a move to remove silver certificates from the monetary system. JFK was a graduate of the Fabian London School of Economics, which is internationally recognized as a training center for global collectivism. That's also where Mick Jagger attended school, by the way. Let's see. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee and denied that he colluded with the Russian government, essentially neutralizing accusations that the Russians intervened in the U.S. election that saw Donald Trump elected as our president. Tucker Carlson says that strategic political leaks by intelligence agencies, the deep state, and the media allies designed to oust the Trump presidency should be investigated instead. I couldn't agree more, Tucker Carlson, whoever you are. Intelligence agencies who strategically use private and classified information to implement their own political will over the will of the people, that is a perversion of the agency's stated purpose. Absolutely right, Edward G. Griffith, absolutely right. Speaking of that, former FBI Director Robert Mueller was appointed by Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to head an investigation into allegations of Russian interference in U.S. elections. When are they going to... There was no interference. Anyway, sorry. Despite the fact that Rosenstein is a Trump appointee, Mueller is stacking his special counsel team with Democrat donors and Obama lawyers. These include Jeanine Ray, who served 2 years under the former AG, Eric Holder. She was also a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation and helped block an attempt to compel Bill and Hillary to testify under oath about the foundation's operations. So once again, we're going to find Donald Trump's being stabbed in the back once again. The Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates 3 times since President Trump was elected. They only did so once in Obama's 8 years in office. This has led some to believe that the Fed is trying to undermine Trump's economic programs and erode his voter support. Kind of makes you wonder. Okay, nearly 200 congressional Democrats have filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. Imagine that. Alleging the Trump Organization's business dealing with foreign governments violates our Constitution. Now they believe in the Constitution. Isn't that strange how that happens? The little clause forbids public officials from accepting gifts of value or receiving special treatment in commercial dealings with foreign interests without the approval of Congress. Well, what about the Clinton? Oh, not supposed to talk about that. The first lawsuit was organized by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, another acronym, CREW, an advocacy group formerly led by Clinton aide David Brock, who's also affiliated with George Soros. Well, folks, I hope you see what's going on here. Trump is a direct threat to their business as usual in D.C., and of course, business as usual in D.C. means pedophilia, and it means corruption on a level that the average American can scarcely comprehend. These people essentially are looting the country. They're destroying America from the inside out. They're getting richer by the minute, while us hardworking average Americans, we're getting poor by the minute. I hope you get that. This is, I found this out on a website yesterday, and this blows me away. It has been announced that NASA is planning on sending a solar probe to touch the surface of the sun in 2018. Now, for those of you out there who are worried that it might burn up, don't worry, they're going at night. Well, that I made that last part up. In October of 2009, you may remember this, NASA detonated nukes on the moon. Why did they do that? Well, recently released Chinese footage show what appeared to be a destroyed facility in the crater where NASA crashed a nuclear-loaded rocket. So were they trying to blow up some kind of facility from some other race or whatever of people? Who knows? All right, I listened to this on the way to the studio, and this blew me away. Stan Deo claims that the woman in Revelations chapter 12, it goes like this, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. Okay, that's what it says. Now, using a utility that allows you to look at the various constellations on specific dates, he found a constellation in Virgo which appears only on 9/23/2017. And on that day, now this is based out of Jerusalem, where he did it from. Okay, based out of Jerusalem, only on 9/23/2017, in the constellation of Virgo, there is a constellation showing a woman with the sun on the strap of what looks like a dress, moon at her feet, and behind her, instead of the normal nine stars, three additional ones join her, but only on that one day. So it's exactly as it says in Revelations 12. Now, he used the same utility and went back. He went all the way back to like 200 BC, could not find this same constellation, only on 9/23/2017. So what does that mean? Nobody seems to know. Is this when it's like God's cutoff date? Is this when the rapture's going to happen? Who knows? Nobody knows. But if you want to look at this for yourself, you can go to Standeo, StanDeyo.com. Go to his show images and you'll see it on there. It's very interesting, and you know, I don't know what to think about Standeo. I've contacted him about being on the show, and I can get him on the show, but I don't know. He talks about he worked on anti-gravity and a lot of the other stuff. You know, I don't know what to think about Stan Deo. I'm kind of funny about who I bring on because I'm really picky, because I really have to trust them and believe that they're telling us the truth, because I don't want to be misled or lied to. Call it a weakness. But it's kind of how I do that. Just FYI. All right, break time once again. This is Clear in the Air, 272-9228. Guys, if you'll bear with me and hold your calls until the little short mean woman gets here, be a lot easier for both of us, I promise you. So just hold your calls. I'll be back in 5 minutes. This is Clear in the Air.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers. They sell hunting land, farmland, and recreational properties. As experts, they have the knowledge and experience to help you find the perfect property, and they can help manage and develop the land after the sale. Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are transitioning from our Memorial Day sale into our Independence Day sale, which will be our biggest sale until our next sale. Really, folks, we mattress stores are always having a sale. I have secured some really fabulous factory closeouts on Dick Queen and King mattresses, Queens for $269 and Kings for $399. I also have several closeout models of power adjustable bases, premium bases with massage start at $599, and I have a few full sizes for only $399. Mr. Sandman has Simmons Beauty Rest and Serta Perfect Sleeper sets at true discount prices, and last year's Jameson Latex sets are drastically reduced. We also have several models of flippable mattresses with full sets starting at $199 and king sets for only $299. Mr. Sandman has power lift chairs in stock or special order. We will be closed July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to celebrate the birth of our country. Locally owned and voted the River Region's favorite mattress store since 1999 in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No surprises here. The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue for a while. The storms will thin out after dark. Overnight low temperature 72. For tomorrow, Father's Day, partial sunshine. Should be a hot day with a high temperature 90 to 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again. Most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will see one. Low tomorrow night around 72. Then on Monday, a 40% chance of more storms, high near 90. Download our new weather app. It has hourly forecasts and 10-day forecasts, plus the latest radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. As the Luciferian psychopaths in our government continue their assault on President Trump, subverting a legitimate governmental operation, a.k.a. the draining of the swamp, more and more of their nefarious and corrupt actions continue to bubble to the top. For instance, Conservative Tribune released an article entitled, Bombshell Lawsuit Exposes What Obama Did with DOJ Slash Fund, an Obama administration policy that funneled donations to left-leaning groups as part of settlements reached by the Department of Justice, is the subject of a lawsuit by the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. I tell you, they're on the ball. The nonprofit group announced Monday. Judicial Watch announced that it has filed an FOIA lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Justice for records relating to an Obama administration policy of settling agency lawsuits against corporate defendants by requiring that the corporations make, quote, donations to left-wing interest groups. LaRaza, the Urban League, and the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, the group said in a statement. Can you believe that? Of course you can. It's unbelievable what these people do. And psychiatrists will tell you about projection. Projection is when a psychopath accuses someone else of doing what they themselves are actually doing. That's what these people are doing. Everything they're going after Trump for is stuff that they're doing, not what he's doing. These people are so evil. And speaking of evil, we all heard about the shooting at the practice for the baseball game or softball game, right? You know, the guy they went after, the one that was in the hospital, who also happens to be in the same hospital where Seth Rich was taken and never came out, do you know why they went after him? Do you know why this shooter went after him? Because he's the one that's in charge of looking into the Pizzagate or the pedophile investigation. He's the main dude. That's why he was shot. Did you also hear, this is through Alex Jones's group, InfoWars, they're reporting that he had a list of targets on a piece of paper in his pocket. He was also going to go after Mo Brooks, our own Alabama's Mo Brooks, Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, and Trent Franks from Arizona. Those were the three people on the list of paper he had in his pocket. Well, I don't know if those three were there. I don't know. But he was going to, like, apparently he was going to kill those guys too. You know, InfoWars, I was just looking at it on this past break. They have an article entitled, "The Left is Terrorizing America." That is exactly what they're doing. And you know who's put them up to it, the deep state, ever what you want to call them. They're all the same. They're all in the same little group. They cannot allow Donald Trump to continue what he's doing because they're going to lose everything if they allow him to keep going. They've got to get rid of him. They have to. If you remember when I had John Rappaport on here, and he said, if Donald Trump gets elected, they will block everything he tries to do. He nailed it. We can't get anything accomplished. What about the corporate income tax reduction? That's not going to happen. He's so busy fighting these guys off from every direction, he doesn't have time to do anything. He can't fulfill any of the promises that he made to the voters. And it's not his fault, because he's so busy trying to fight these psychopaths off. It's disgusting. It's unethical. It's immoral. It makes me sick. It just makes me sick. Okay, a little bit of good news here. The next big cancer treatment may be one derived from the blushwood berry found only in a small region within the rainforest of Australia's northern tip called the Atherton Tablelands. This fruit contains compounds that begin killing off cancer cells and destroying cancerous tumors immediately after application. This was done on a study conducted by the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute in Queensland, Australia. The drug, which is called EBC46, is produced by extracting a compound from the blushwood berry. Single injections directly into melanoma lesions and into cancers of the head, neck, and colon in animals that they tested them on animals, destroyed tumors long-term in more than 70% of the cases, according to the study's lead author, Dr. Glenn Boyle. In preclinical trials, we injected it into our models, and within 5 minutes, you see a purpling of the area that looks like a bruise. After 24 hours, the tumor area goes black. A couple of days later, it scabs up, and around the 1.5 week, the scab falls off, leaving clean skin with no tumor. The speed certainly surprised me. Researchers believe the drug triggers a cellular response which cuts off the blood supply to the tumor by opening it up. That's why we see a bruise-like situation forming in the tumor, Dr. Boyle said. This seems to lead to an activation of the body's own immune system, which then comes in and cleans up the mess. The trial was conducted by veterinarians on about 300 various animals with cancer, including dogs, cats, and horses. There was no evidence that EBC46 would be effective against metastatic cancers, which have spread within the body. A woman who had persistent melanoma and was looking at an amputation of her arm, she describes how when the EBC46 was injected into the lesion, it reacted by turning a dark color, then falling off. The blushwood berry extract is thought to cut off the oxygen supply to the cancer cells, causing their removal without the need for surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Under the microscope, the individual cancer cells begin shriveling up and dying within moments of coming in contact with EBC46. You know, and I think I said this last week, but as a kid, I remember there was always that big conspiracy. You know, they really have a cure for cancer. They just won't release it. And I always thought, that's insane. Who believes stuff like that? Me. That would be me. I do now. After everything that I've read and everything I've seen, yes, they would do that. Because there's so much money made. Pharmaceutical companies make so much money off this crap they inject in people with cancer. They're very opportunistic. They make a lot of money that way. It's wrong, it's evil, but it is what it is. What you gonna do? Okay, shift frequency. You've always heard the expression, there's a fine line between genius and madness. Well, that's very true. There has long been an association between creative genius and madness. In many respects, this apparent relationship is not surprising, since both involve a deviation from what is described as, quote, normal. The ability to think outside the box involves the adoption of perspectives that might not appear obvious to the average person. Van Gogh, Sylvia Plath, Beethoven, Kurt Cobain, and Robin Williams are just a few of the many creative geniuses who are believed to have suffered from some form of mental illness. When we examine the intense beauty and power of their creations and the epic lives many of these individuals led, it could almost be instinctive to want to romanticize aspects of mental illness as it often seems to be the key to their genius. However, anyone who's experienced mental illness, either firsthand or through a loved one, knows that there is nothing romantic about the associated suffering. Over the years, mounting evidence has shown a significantly higher proportion of people who suffer from various forms of mental illness within the creative industries. One study examined 300,000 people who suffered from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or unipolar depression, and their relatives, and found a distinct overrepresentation in creative professions for those diagnosed with bipolar disorder, as well as undiagnosed siblings of those with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. Recently, researchers at the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology, and Neuroscience at King's College London further explored this relationship. The study, published in Nature Neuroscience in 2015, was designed to establish whether genes linked to creativity could increase the risk of developing schizophrenia and bipolar. Though other studies have found a link between creativity and psychotic disorders, psychiatric disorder, it has previously never been established whether genetics were responsible for this association or whether environmental or socioeconomic factors were the cause. Researchers discovered that genetic risk scores for both schizophrenia and bipolar were significantly higher in individuals defined as creative by the parameters of the study. Creative types who exhibited no symptoms of mental illness tended to have genetic risk scores that fell approximately halfway between those with disorders and the general population. So lead author of the study, Robert Power, stated, "For most psychiatric disorders, little is known about the underlying biological pathways that led to illness. An idea that has gained credibility is that these disorders reflect extremes of the normal spectrum of human behavior, rather than a distinct psychiatric illness. By knowing which healthy behaviors, such as creativity, share their biology with psychiatric illnesses, we gain a better understanding of the thought processes that lead a person to become ill and how the brain might be going wrong. Our findings suggest that creative people may have a genetic predisposition towards thinking differently, which, when combined with other harmful biological or environmental factors, drugs, could lead to mental illness." Though everyone has the ability to express themselves creatively and anyone can nurture and develop these skills, the study suggests that our genetic predisposition might affect our base creativity levels as well as our tendency towards mental illness. I wonder who keeps calling me. Anyway, that makes sense. So it is true. Absolutely is true. How about that? Well, I kind of suspected it all along, but it is true. There is a fine line between genius and insanity. Crazy was such a complex concept that encompassed much of what we didn't understand about the human mind and the intangible aspects of our reality. Wow. Well said. Well, it's break time once again. This is Clearing the Air. The little short mean woman's at the back door, so we'll open the phones up when I get back from this break. This is Clearing the Air, and I will be right back.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the 5 P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home, carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. show, and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, Montgomery and River Region. Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm. The Mattress Firm 4th of July early bird sale continues, where you can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. And let me tell you about one of the coolest sales I've ever seen Mattress Firm offer. As a dad, this is perfect for me. Are you listening, kids? A king-size recliner fit for a dad. This Father's Day, give dad the perfect mattress and get a free, you heard me, free adjustable base. Visit your local Mattress Firm store for offer details. You can complete your sleep with up to $300 good towards a pillow, mattress frame, or mattress protector with select mattress set purchases. Right now, during Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, save up to $300 on brands like Hampton and Rhodes and Serta. Shop early. Don't miss Mattress Firm's best financing offer ever, 0% APR for 6 years. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I wish I could play that whole song. That is a great, great song. I posted a link to the Kathy O'Brien book, Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America, on the official Clearing the Air Facebook page. It's a tough read because she holds nothing back about what was done to her. And as disgusting as it is, this stuff must be uncovered. And as the Apostle Paul says, it must be shown. The light must be placed upon it for everyone to see. Because as we know, they scatter when the light comes on because they don't like the light. But we like the light. Light's a good thing. A child in the MK Ultra Mind Control Program, which is what she went through, they have visual acuity 44 times greater than the average person. They also have photographic memories. So think of the intelligence possibilities of this. After such horrific inhuman abuse had fractured these children's minds into separate personalities, they would use one of those and load them up with top secret information. Then the victims would be sent to the person to whom this information was needed. Then that person would use a pre-programmed certain phrase, maybe a color, maybe even a certain musical tone, to turn that child, to open up that personality that had been splintered and loaded with the information. So they were essentially talking files, and they're decrypted by that certain phrase or whatever the way they program them. It's actually brilliant. It's evil as it can be, but it's brilliant. The thing to remember is that these tortured victims did not know that they were transporting information because it was hidden inside of their minds. They were oblivious to it. Had any of them been captured by, enemy agents, I hate to sound like a spy thriller, but they would be useless to them unless these agents somehow knew the secret personality, the password that would transform that and bring that personality out. It's kind of like the movie, if you've ever seen the Charles Bronson Cold War thriller, Telephone. Great movie. The Russian agents, Russians planted people in this country exactly this program, the exact same way. And they could be activated by a certain poem. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, miles to go before I sleep. Click. That personality would come to the forefront, and they would go and do whatever they had been programmed to do. A specific set of pre-programmed actions, such as digging up long-barreled explosives and detonators and blowing up facilities, whatever they had been programmed to do. In the movie, something is said which rings quite true, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here. Who is the best secret agent of all? The person who doesn't know he's a secret agent. Now, the fact that sex abuse was included into this horrific program speaks to the roots of this procedure and the knowledge of the fractured mind. It's just pure evil. What they did to these children was evil. It's a brilliant concept. It's just, you don't cross that line. You just don't do it. That's a line that's not crossed. Even in prison, if a child molester is put in prison, you know what happens to them. And I think that's a good thing, because you don't cross that line. You just don't. Believe it or not, depression is now the number one worldwide cause of disease and disability, according to the World Health Organization, another acronym, WHO. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, that's DSM-5, the Psychiatric Industry's Bible, defines depression as the near-daily existence of at least five of the following nine conditions. Number one, depressed mood or irritable most of the day, nearly every day, as indicated by either subjective report, feel sad or empty, or observation made by others. He appears tearful. Number two, decreased interest or pleasure in most activities most of each day. Number three, significant weight change, 5% or more, or a change in appetite. Number four, change in sleep patterns, insomnia or hypersomnia. Five, change in activity, psychomotor agitation or retardation. Number six, fatigue or loss of energy. Number seven, guilt or feelings of worthlessness. Number eight, concentration, diminished ability to think or concentrate or more indecisiveness. Ooh. Number nine, suicidability. I like that word, suicidability. The thoughts of death or suicide or have suicide plan. Proposed but not yet adopted include anxiety symptoms that may indicate depression, irrational worry, preoccupation with unpleasant worries, trouble relaxing, feeling tense, fear that something awful might happen. Diagnosis using this array of possibilities is highly subjective and hardly scientific, and the DSM-5 recommends treatment with pharmaceutical antidepressants, supportive psychotherapy, best guesses, trial and error, observation, hope, and luck. Antidepressants aim to correct chemical imbalances in the brain by adding reactive chemicals to the body, an approach based on the theory that depression is the result of deficiencies in certain chemicals. This theory is tested by tinkering with brain chemistry while looking for signs of decrease in the aforementioned symptoms. This model is not at all unanimously agreed upon, but it dominates our treatment of depression, although it is just a guess, as admitted in the DSM-5 manual itself. The undoubtable success of various antidepressants has focused attention on the biogenic amines, given that all antidepressants have effects on either noradrenergic or serotoninergic functioning, it appears reasonable to assume there is a complementary disturbance in these amines in patients with major depression. Yada, yada, yada. In other words, they don't know. The chemical imbalance theory is weak, but worse than that, it's one-dimensional, focusing on body chemistry alone without consideration of the emotional complexities of the human psyche and of life itself. We have a call?
Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad.
Salami bacon.
Ah, same to you, my friend.
Aloha snack bar and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to what you were just saying. You were referencing the DSMR.
Yes.
At one time, DSMR, long time ago, recognized hysteria affecting women as a neurological disorder.
Like beat-a-mania.
Yeah. I don't place a whole lot of faith in that stuff anymore.
No, I don't either.
What you were just reading, it really disturbs me when these folks come up with this stuff that becomes the protocol for treating people.
Absolutely.
When I heard you talking, the first thing I want to do is call you and tell you to look up and read about Charles Whitman when he went up in the book tower and started shooting
up.
Charles Whitman had a tumor in his brain about the size of a golf ball with a whole bunch of necrotic brain matter around the tumor.
Really?
His pathology was organic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only case that I can think of that is definitely an organic issue with somebody who did a shooting.
Yeah.
I wish that we could go back and do when the kids, Klebold and what was the other one's name at Columbine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did reference that those kids were on a whole bunch of different chemical compounds to treat various things.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, when you have a shooter that goes out, especially if the cops drop them, you will never hear anything about pathology, lab work, toxicology tests after the fact.
You're absolutely right. They don't
speculating that one of the things that's keeping that from happening is the HIPAA thing,
yes.
Health and Privacy Act business.
Yep.
They can't but I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I'm just taking a wild guess here, but I think the probability is great that a lot of these folks that go off the deep end, like that one fellow that walked into the Naval.
Yes.
Gun, and he had scrawled on that shotgun something. He called it elf gun or something.
Yeah, something strange like that.
I'm having a pretty good idea that a lot of these have gone off and shot up things. They're on a variety of these substances that doctors have given them for various things.
I couldn't agree more.
That's and exactly we'll right. never be able to find out because of the health privacy thing.
Yep.
Right. The other reason, I believe, is that Park Davis, Squibb, GlaxoSmithKline, et al., and their busloads of lawyers would not be happy if their bottom line was impacted because of their psychoactive chemicals being impugned and tied to mass shootings.
That was probably the most astute statement I have ever heard. That
Dude,
was excellent.
Let me go look that up.
That was great. That was perfect. That was perfect.
I deal with depression on a daily basis.
Yeah,
I have for a long time. And I don't like painkillers. I don't like any kind of stuff. If you can't grow it, I don't want to eat it.
I hear you.
And my pain levels, I tell you, Terry, yesterday I got back on the Tramadol. I hadn't had any painkillers in so long, but it's just gotten so bad here lately. Started up the Tramadol yesterday. Today, two courses of Demerol today.
Oh, man.
And I don't like this stuff. You know, your liver's got to process it. Your kidney's got to process it. Your
yes.
brain and all that junk.
Damaging,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I wish there was something else that I could do to deal with pain that wasn't pharmacological. At one time, the neurologist prescribed me a combination of Paxil and the other one, I can't remember, Paxil and Neurontin, yeah. He wanted me to take Paxil and Neurontin together to deal with my pain.
No.
I asked him right off because I didn't know anything about either drug, but little antennas in the back of my head popped up, and I said, why are you wanting to give me Paxil? For something that just in the back of my head said that you don't want to take that.
No.
All right, so he told me, well, that's been efficacious and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-yada-yada, doctor speak.
Right.
Well, I took the prescriptions, and I never filled them. 2 years later, the company that made Paxil had to settle with a large suit, lawsuit, because they were misrepresenting their product.
Imagine that.
They were lying,
exactly.
lying, and lying.
That's what it's called, lying. That's right.
And I'd rather have somebody put hot stones on the back of my neck, whack a chime, and sing Tibetan hymns than take all these pills.
Yes.
And
I understand.
I think there should be another thing one could do, you know, like